In her stand-up comedy act, Roseanne Barr turns her humor on herself. While mocking her oversized frame, she also lampoons the conventional ideals of beauty and style. The self-proclaimed domestic goddess stars in a new TV sitcom that premieres this week. Our television critic David Bianculli has this review.
Let's start off with a prediction. Roseanne, which premieres Tuesday night on ABC, is going to turn out to be the most talked about and most watched TV sitcom since The Cosby Show. It's as fresh and funny now as the first episode of Cosby was back in 1984. And, like that show, it has an appealing stand-up comic at its center. The comic in this case is Roseanne Barr, whose chosen weapons are a dry delivery, poor grammar, and a very sarcastic smile. She uses them all in Roseanne, where she plays a woman named Roseanne, a woman with a semi-employed husband, three semi-bratty kids, a job at a plastics factory, and a life that is always full but not always rewarding. What makes Roseanne different is an extension and variation on what made The Cosby Show so different 4 years ago. The kids seem just as realistic, only this time they display more aggression than affection. Instead of being an upscale black family, Roseanne has a downscale white one, with a home life that's as dreary as the apartment on the Honeymooners. And the Honeymooner parallels don't end there. The man and wife fight with each other and love each other just as much, and Roseanne Barr is the funniest overweight TV star since Jackie Gleason. In the pilot episode, her daughter Darlene brings home a note from her history teacher who requests a meeting with Roseanne. Roseanne gets off work, rushes to the school, and starts getting lectured by the very earnest young teacher.
How would you describe your relationship with your daughter?
Oh, I'd say it's typical.
Typical, not special.
Typical.
Do you feel you spend enough time with your daughter?
You mean like quality time?
Yes. Do you spend any free time with Darlene?
Well, I have three kids and I work, so I don't have any free time.
Oh, see, now that may be the problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the problem is that there is no problem.
Your daughter barks.
Our whole family barks.
It's her attitude as much as the jokes that makes this sitcom work. And another big plus is that John Goodman, whom you might remember from Raising Arizona, is just as funny as her husband Dan. When they talk or fight, he's just as likely to get a laugh as she is, although she usually gets the last one. It's a role-reversal Honeymooners only with children. Children who interrupt, who watch too much TV, and who are an inescapable responsibility. Here's a fast sampler of other moments from Roseanne's hectic home life.
What?
Can I go over to Billy's?
No, you can't go. No place for the rest of your life.
Think I can't cook? I can cook. I'm cooking.
Yeah, and I'll spend the rest of the night washing up the dishes.
Hey, I do the dishes.
When?
Thursday. 6:45 p.m.
1970 what? Come here, you.
What?
Well, I talked to your history teacher today.
Oh, Miss Crane, the pain.
Yeah, you're a real jokester, all right. Turn that down. She says you've been barking in class.
Yeah.
Well, what do you want to do that for?
4 years ago, the executive producers of Roseanne went to ABC with a sitcom idea that ABC turned down. That was The Cosby Show, which wound up at NBC and taught ABC its lesson. Shows like that don't come around very often, but here one comes again.
David Bianculli is television critic for The New York Post.